For a body scan, there's a few different ways we might do this. Most people prefer to do a body scan lying down. Some individuals know that whenever they lie down and they do a body scan, they always fall asleep. So if that's you, I'm going to invite you to do this seated in a chair. And if sitting still in a chair or lying down doesn't feel like what your body needs today, you're welcome to try this standing tall. So we can do this body scan seated, lying down, or standing. It's completely up to you. Just recognize we're going to be here for a while and we want to find a place of stillness regardless of where we're doing it. So you want to make sure you're comfortable. So take a few moments now to go ahead and get settled. You can use a yoga mat if you are doing this on the earth, or you can use a bed. Now again, we want to be careful that if we meditate on a bed, our minds associate that with sleep. So just noting that maybe you want to do this on the other side of the bed, or you can do this horizontally across the bed. Finding a different position so your body knows this is not cueing it for sleep. We are just going to start to quiet ourselves down to check in. Shifting now to that posture that feels good for you. And invite you, if it feels comfortable, to go ahead and close the eyes to allow yourself to fully check in. Now, if closing the eyes doesn't feel secure today, you're welcome to try this with your eyes open. As the eyes close, bringing awareness to the places of contact with the body. So if we are lying down, noticing the cushion beneath the spine. If you are seated, feeling the chair beneath the seat. Noticing where the support meets the body. Turning awareness to the sounds around the body. Even in this place of stillness, noticing sounds nearby, sounds far away, be outside the space or outside the building that you're in. And on the next in-breath, we're going to bring it back to the body and the sound of breath. In this position, noting where breath is most prominent for you as the body breathes. So noting, are you drawn to the nostrils or the diaphragm? Without changing it, just noting where the breath shows up for you in this moment. Observing the qualities of the breath, the temperature of the air, on the in-breath, noticing the rising motion of the body, on the out-breath, observing the body as it falls. In breath, the abdomen expands. In the out breath, the abdomen contracts. Being with the breath a few cycles on your own. On the next inhale, I'm going to invite you to bring awareness to the left foot. Noting the left foot, the toes on the left foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Noting any sensation in the toes. Perhaps there was a lack of sensation, and noting that too. Feeling the toes and expanding awareness to the sole of the left foot. The left heel. The left top of the foot. Noticing the left foot as a whole. On the next inhale, bringing awareness up the leg to the shin and the calf of the left leg. Feeling any sensation, any tightness, any aching, any ease. Noticing the left knee, the front of the left knee, and the back of the left knee. On the next inhale, bringing awareness up to the left thigh, the front of the thigh and the back of the thigh. The left hip. Noticing the left leg as a whole, from the left foot all the way up to the left hip. Observing the sensation here. Noting that each side might be different, we're going to shift now to the right foot. On the next in-breath, bringing awareness to the right toes. The big toe, the right second toe, third toe, fourth toe, pinky toe. All the toes on the right foot. Noticing the sensation here, or perhaps the absence of sensation. Feeling the air or the clothing against the flesh. Bringing awareness to the sole of the right foot. The heel of the right foot. The top of the right foot. The right foot as a whole. Inhaling, bringing awareness up the ankle to the right shin and the right calf. The right knee, the front of the kneecap, and the back of the knee. Moving awareness up the leg to the right thigh, the top of the thigh and the back of the thigh. All the way up to the right hip. Noticing any sensation here in the right hip. Expanding awareness now to the right leg as a whole, from the right toes and the right heel all the way up to the right hip. Shifting awareness now to the space between the legs. Noticing both legs at once, the left leg and the right leg. Turning awareness towards the genital region of the body. Bringing awareness up towards the pelvis. Noticing any internal organs here, so bringing awareness for the ladies to the vagina and the ovaries. For the men, bringing awareness to the penis and the gonads. Moving awareness towards the back of the body, towards the rectum. Feeling the glutes. Noticing without judgment, just being with the body and the sensations. Feeling the flesh here in our mind's eye as we continue to scan up. We're going to move now to the low back, bringing awareness towards the spine. From the base of the spine, noting the feeling of the vertebrae in the body. From the low back and the lumbar region, all the way up to the mid back. Upper back and shoulder blades. Left shoulder. The right shoulder. The back as a whole, from the sacrum all the way up to the base of the neck. Take a moment to just be with the back body. Shifting now to the torso, from the left hip all the way up to the left armpit. Bringing awareness now to the front of the torso. So once more, bringing awareness to the pelvis. Noticing the lower abdomen, the belly. Shifting to the internal organs here in the abdomen, the intestines, the small intestine, large intestine. The liver, kidneys, left kidney, right kidney, gallbladder, pancreas. Just noting any internal organs that are seeking the attention in this moment. Noting the urinary tract and the digestive tract. Bringing awareness now up the body to the diaphragm. Feeling now the rib cage. On the next in-breath, bringing awareness to the left side of the rib cage. Feeling the left side expand on the inhale. And the left side contract on the exhale. On the next inhale, shifting awareness to the right side of the rib cage. On the inhale, the right side expands. And as you exhale, the right side contracts. Feeling the lungs. Feeling the chest here, the heart. Noting if the pulsation is present here, the heartbeat, or perhaps tingling or aching, simply observing any sensations of the heart. Meeting this practice with compassion, so allowing feelings to arise that may be present, naming that feeling has showed up, and returning the awareness back to the sensation at the heart. So throughout this practice, the breath is our friend, always bringing us back if the mind has wandered off. Always bringing us back if the emotions feel intense or the sensations become unpleasant, using the breath to support us on this practice. Bringing awareness now to the upper chest, towards the sternum. If you are a female doing this practice, I'm going to invite you to greet the breath. Men can greet the breast too, but it might be a different sensational experience. Greeting the left breast. Greeting the right breast. Both breasts as a whole. On the next in-breath, shifting awareness up through the sternum again towards the collarbones. Left collarbone and right collarbone. Feeling the flesh at the chest up towards the base of the neck. On the next in-breath, turning awareness now towards the left shoulder as we move our awareness down the arm. From the left shoulder to the left elbow. From the left elbow to the left wrist. Feeling the sensation in the outer left arm. From the tricep to the outer forearm. Feeling the sensation in the left inner arm. From the bicep all the way to the forearm through the wrist. Feeling the awareness in the palm of the left hand. The left thumb, index, middle, ring, and pinky fingers. the fingers of the left hand as a whole. Noticing the joints in the left hand, the back of the left hand. The back of the left wrist, on the next breath, noticing the sensations in the left arm as a whole, from the left fingers all the way up to the left shoulder. On the next exhale, we're going to shift awareness to the right shoulder. And as we inhale, we're going to expand and scan down the right side of the body. So from the right shoulder to the right elbow. From the right elbow to the right wrist. Noticing the back of the right arm, the tricep, and the outer forearm. The inner right arm, from the bicep, inside the elbow, to the right interwrist. Noticing the inside of the right arm here. The palm of the right hand. Noticing any sensation in the palm of the right hand as we turn awareness to the right thumb, the right index finger, the right middle finger, ring finger, the right pinky finger, the fingers on the right hand as a whole. The joints in the right fingers, knuckles, wrist. Feeling the back of the right hand. On the next inhale, expanding awareness to the right arm as a whole, from the right fingertips all the way up to the right shoulder. Bringing awareness up the arm all the way to the torso. Noticing that each side might be different, so take a moment to notice the left arm. And the right arm. The arms as a whole, and the space between the arms. On the next in-breath, we're going to turn awareness to the neck. Feeling the front of the throat, the sides of the throat, the back of the throat. The back of the neck. Feeling the neck, and as we inhale, moving up the body towards the chin. Being with the head, we're going to notice the chin. Feeling the mouth, lips, teeth, tongue, gums. Left cheek, right cheek, the nose, the nostrils, left nostril, right nostril, tip of the nose, left eye socket, left eyelid, left eyebrow, the bridge of the nose, the right eyeball, the right eye socket, the right eyelid, the right eyebrow, being with both eyes, the left eye and the right. Increasing awareness up the face towards the forehead, the temples. On the next inhale, noticing the left ear, the sound through the left ear. The right ear, the sound through the right ear. The top of the head, feeling the hair or the air flowing to the scalp. Bringing awareness to the crown, the very top of the head, and resting your awareness here for a moment. Noticing any sensation at the crown of the head. On the next inhale, we're going to expand our awareness to the body as a whole and take a moment to notice if there's a space in the body that we didn't connect with that's asking your attention. Perhaps there's a muscle, some tissue, or an organ that is wanting some love in this moment. Again, observing without reacting or judging. On the next inhale, we're going to move back to the crown of the head. And as we exhale, we're going to shift awareness all the way down to the soles of the feet. Inhaling, bringing the awareness back to the center of the chest. Exhaling, feeling the energy moving out of the arms into the palms of the hands. Inhaling, noticing the energy from the palms of the hands coming back into the torso. Exhaling, feeling the energy moving all the way back down the spine, through the legs, to the soles of the feet. I'm going to ring the bell to start bringing us back as we connect again to the places of contact in the body, feeling the support underneath you, the cushion, or the earth. Feeling the chair or the places of contact against the flesh and the tissues. Noticing the space around the body, the air against the skin, the sounds around you. Opening the eyes, noticing the colors and textures. Starting to reawaken the body, perhaps wiggling the fingers and the toes. On the next in-breath, perhaps reaching the arms up overhead, taking a nice long stretch, reawakening. Maybe pointing the toes, reaching the fingertips as long as they can get. And then on the exhale, give yourself a nice hug. If that feels all right, just take a moment to say thank you. You took 30 minutes out of your day to connect with your body. Exhale, releasing the hug when you're ready, and then gently making your way back to a comfortable seated position.